them hills. DJ, make that record skip.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
So crank it up! Put some of that party in my cup!
Okay, folks, we are starting out another show here of Real Estate Realities. We are in the thick of it. We always start with the good and the bad. What I want to tell you right now is Kids Crossing. It is going on as, let's see here, let me make sure I got my details or I get ahead of myself. As we speak today, 9 to 3, this is all for the kids, folks. All for the kids. $250 sends one to youth camp, and it's a fun, interactive outdoor fundraising event. Red Leg Brewery, right there off of Centennial. This is an unbelievable nonprofit, helps the underprivileged kids. Once again, it's at Red Leg Brewing Company. Stop over there. $250 sends one to youth camp. Get a beer, crafts, cornhole. It's all for the kids, baby. Pat and Dick Howe, good friends of mine, they serve on the board. They do a ton for the community, and she asked me to mention that on today's show. So, more good for the Springs this week. The Swiss company Meyer Burger, solar cell production, they are coming. 350 new jobs, which is great. We have more space defense jobs being released as well. We did the show on Peak Innovation Park. You know what's coming, right? You know to where to invest. And that's the one thing, you know, we're talking today about the crash of the dollar because it's coming and how do you pivot? How do you know what's going on here when it comes to finances? We talked last time about the Fed digital coin and this Fed Now, they just rolled it out actually 3 days ago. Fed Now. And it'll hurt the regional banks, but it's not in the news. So you had to Google it and go to page 2 or 3 and read all about it. But I told you they were pushing that out. And then we're going to have a couple great shows on the docket where I talk about inventory, what's going to happen, what's going to happen with prices for the rest of the year. We're going to kind of lock in some stats on that. And then the following week, we're going to talk about national markets. What are some of the hottest national cities, states? What are some of the worst states to invest in? And then we're going to bring it home here on best and worst areas to invest as far as local markets, on what we're seeing as far as houses that are dropping, areas that are quickly decreasing in value, and what areas are holding firm. So a lot of good shows on the docket as I plan out into August. It's crazy to think we're into the end of July here. But the U.S. dollar, very important thing to track, affects real estate, and many of you out there need to be aware of this. That's all I'm going to say. I do a show every Friday now, live, 9 to 10 here on KRDO. Tune in. I'm talking about a lot of this stuff, finances, real estate, trying to bring to you the undercover news, the stuff you're not seeing on the mainstream media, the stuff that affects you in your backyard, in your day-to-day life. That is the most important thing, things you can control and getting educated. Justin Hermes with the Property Group, now located 305 South Cascade. Reach out to me over the break, 719-232-1063. We'll be right back here, KRDO News Radio.
Break it up!
25 years I'm a lot feel still, trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, we're into the meat of it here. Matt says excellent, and he is makes the show possible. Matt does a great job producing this. I listened to one the other week. I haven't listened to one for a couple months. I listened to it, and he cut it up awesome, and man, he makes the wheel go round here at the Real Estate Reality Show. So as we talk about the U.S. dollar, I want to first let you know, you probably saw it in the news, we had another rate hike this week, quarter of a point. And the dollar is continuing to go down. And another rate hike on the horizon. No doubt about it. I don't care what they say. We're getting another one by the end of the year. And rates are hovering around 7%. They will go up. they will continue to go up. And the U.S. dollar will continue to go down. And what does that mean? That means for you, if you are a 401k and pray, that's a new one, Matt, there, you like that? 401k and pray. There's a lot of people out there who do the 401k and pray, and it baffles me because they don't even know who's managing their money. They're reluctant to buy an investment property in their backyard, but they have all this money in a Fidelity account and some random guy in New York City's playing with it, making money hand over fist and giving them a little bit of the crumbs on the back end. So it is something you need to look at, folks. With the U.S. dollar decreasing, the currency, you know, the reserve currency issues, the Fed digital coin, you have to get investment property now more than ever. And we saw this. I just go back to history. We've seen this playbook before in the 70s and 80s. And unfortunately, if we go way, way back to the Roman Empire and the devalue of their currency, the inflation they experienced, it's pretty simple, right? They were spending more than they were taking in with taxes. And they tried to do everything they could as far as creative taxes and all these different aspects of, you know, creating revenue for the government, and it led to the abandonment of the Roman coin. And I hate to be doom and gloom, but you have to remember history does repeat itself. And the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency is now being in great question, and China is on our heels. They're going after us. It's being devalued. And if you listen to the Yellens, the Powells, the Bidens, these people know it's going down. And they would rather cover Donald Trump, Hunter Biden. I'm talking, here you go, both left and right sides are all part of this. They want to cover it like it's a reality TV show instead of someone like Ron Paul. He doesn't get a lot of attention. Pretty smart gentleman, was in Congress for a while. And he says the dollar's set for a major, major downturn. He says, with the out-of-control debt we have, there is no doubt we are going to see the dollar continue to decrease. And when I hear a gentleman like that talking about it, right, and he's giving all these reasons why it's going to decrease, and the mainstream media doesn't pick it up, there is a reason for that. And that's why I do the show, is to give you some education for you to then take that and dig a little bit deeper, go to page 7 or 8 on Google or whatever search drive you want to use and do some digging on why we're losing value with the U.S. dollar. And so as the dollar continues to lose value, the number one thing we're going to see here, and this is where I think we're going to get blindsided a little bit, is the cost to import goods are going to skyrocket. So when we experience inflation, now it's going to be even more of a cost here. And so we think we have an issue now with groceries and gasoline and these inflation tags that they're saying it's going down, we're getting it under control, which if you talk to the average American, I would doubt they're saying, I'm feeling the relief. And the job market, the smoke and mirrors going on with the jobs report. And so that's the first thing we're going to see. As the dollar loses value, the cost to import goods is going to skyrocket. And inflation will be off to the running. So how can you protect against inflation? And owning an investment property is the best hedge against inflation. It's the best hedge against losing the U.S. dollar currency, right? It's the best hedge against the Fed digital coin. It's tangible assets. So unless you're investing in, you know, tangible like construction assets or stuff like that, real estate is really the next best thing besides heavy equipment. And I mean, a lot of those are great, but how do you get a loan on that? And, you know, the value there is actually pretty strong. When you talk to banks, they feel more comfortable almost loaning on heavy equipment than they do commercial real estate. And so with the government not being able to borrow at its current pace, right, because that will be the next thing as we continue to see the dollar lose value, they will push the federal digital coin. They're going to try to get their hands on more of our money. And this last week they announced the Fed Now, right? And so they're getting more control of where your money's going. They're attacking the middle class as far as taxes go. And that is number three. You know, number one, I told you, cost import goods. We'll see inflation big time. Government can't borrow at its current pace. Number three, more taxes, right? We're going to see possible long-term, short-term capital gains go up. They're going to get at the money any way they can. And the other thing you're going to see, too, is, you know, what's going to go on with the gas? What's going to go on the energy? This reach for, hey, you can only have an electric hot water heater. You can't have a gas stove. If you're going to have those things, do we have a carbon tax, right? These are all things that we're hearing in the political realm, and it's stuff you have to be aware of. And the fact that number four, you're going to see interest rates continue to go up. If somebody's in your ear telling you, what do they say, marry the house, date the rate, that is scary talk because they're betting against history. Look in the 70s and the 80s how interest rates perform, and as the dollar continues to lose value, rates will continue to go back up, right? They leveled for a little bit. Now they're hovering around 7. And go into an Ent credit union. Ask them for a HELOC. Ask them for a line of credit. There is no more fixed for a year. It adjusts monthly because they know that things are going to continue to increase quickly, and they don't want to lock you in for a full year. You start seeing banks doing stuff like that. They got pretty good intuitive on what's going to happen here down the line. So if you're in the camp of, oh, Justin, I have a HELOC. Oh, Justin, I have, you know, all this adjustable debt, or I have an ARM, God forbid, you may go, well, my ARM has adjusted. Yeah, this hasn't. I'm doing it right now. I'm taking some adjustable debt, and I'm putting on a fixed-rate mortgage. I haven't pulled a mortgage for a while now, but I am going, hey, my adjustable rate at 4.25 is going to go to 9. It's not going to stop there. It's going to continue increasing, and I'm better off getting a mortgage at 6.5 or 7% and fixing that debt. Because, and I've had some people go, well, you know, rates are going to go back down. Why would you do that? Because your line of credit is going to adjust downwards. I'm going, you're betting against history. You're betting against what happened in the 70s and the 80s when we had all these same circumstances coming together. And then you look at the turmoil in Ukraine and with Russia, so many X factors, and with China and Taiwan, that one thing could be triggered overnight and rates could really skyrocket, right? We could really see inflation tick off. We're in such a sensitive time right now, and that's where I tell people, is it a bad time to buy? No, you just have to buy, like, unbelievable deals, and you'd be so sensitive what you're buying. We've told all our investors, 350 and down. That is it. 350,000 down, break it up into a duplex or rent it as a single family. That is the ticket. You have to be so, so picky. And if you're looking at selling, you better price aggressively, or you better do some numbers and go, is it worth, this is what I've asked so many sellers, is it worth trading in your interest rate at 3.5% when you can keep it, borrow money cheap, and you put in a CD, make 5.75, and on top of it, you're going to get tax write-offs, you're going to cash flow with a cheap rate. I just don't see the case for many people selling right now because, you know, I'm sitting here going, I have some properties paid off. I have other ones that are at 3%, 3%, 2.9, and 3.6, and they're all in 15-year. And why would you accelerate those at this point? It's such cheap money, and this is what we'll see as I talk on the next show next week on how many sellers are in these golden handcuffs, and they can't, there's no way they're going to sell. We're going to have an inventory issue for a while, and prices aren't going to crumble because people are going, I can't, there's no way we can get rid of this. You got 3% rate, our payment's so cheap, and they got spoiled. So what price point's going to struggle? The 6, 7, 800, 900 plus are going to struggle because it's more interest rate sensitive, it's a higher loan, and you're not getting the middle people, the current homeowners, to buy up into that price point. And that's where we're going to dissect this next week and talk about inventory staying low and prices not crashing. Right? I'm doing a lot of research. I'm digging in. I want to set you guys up for the best success you can have when it comes to real estate. Call me over the break. We got Austin Darby joining us next. My number is 719-232-1063. You're listed Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities with the Property Group, located at 305 South Cascade. We'll be right back.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. We'll go round and circle. When they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go round and circle. When they fly high like a bird up in the sky. Ooh, what's on me?
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
It's just a shout away. It's just a shout away. Whoa, I'm still alone.
Realities. If you're joining us for the first time, reach out to me, Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Austin's been a longtime supporter of the show with Main Street Insurance. He's done several insurance policies for you, the consumer, and been a longtime supporter of the show. So appreciate that, Austin.
Yeah, thanks a lot for always having me, Justin. It's a pleasure to be here.
You got it. You got it. So you're kind of dealing with the same industry stuff we're dealing with, is which you're having to really dig really hard for your clients right now, because it's such a battlefield out there when you're trying to get good coverage and good rates for people, huh?
Yeah, it's been a big flip. I talked to a lot of people in the insurance industry, and it's good always expanding your knowledge and talking to people that really know about it, but they said this is one of the worst years they've seen in insurance, and I've talked to people that have been in it for 50 years. I mean, it's
really
incredible to hear that.
50 years, they haven't seen it this bad, huh?
Yeah, this is, well, they said they've seen one other time where it was like this. It was like, I think in the late 80s, they said that they had another time where just, you know, interest rates were spiked, insurance rates were doubled. But back then it was still, you know, coconuts and bananas out there. It wasn't too big of a deal. It went from 300 to 600. Now we're talking 3,000 to 6,000. People are going, oh.
Yeah, it's a big difference, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I chewed you out on my property I was buying.
No, seriously, and I appreciate that.
I got my knees in a bonder, though.
Yeah, yeah, but we got you taken care of.
You did. It's just never fun when you see how much it increases, and you're going, you know, shoot, and on top of all of it, I'm still paying pretty healthy size deductible if I get the damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so number one, tell us a little bit why the increases, and then number two, tell us if there's anything you're telling the consumer right now, hey, try this with your policy, try that, things you can do differently to try to combat, you know, the struggle.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, feel free to call me anytime, 719-464-4705. I'm always happy to help and chat. You know, even if I can't get you the best rate right now, what I've been doing with people, if their rates are skyrocketing and we can't get you a better rate, I'm putting them in my book to call back, and I put a reminder on my calendar to call you back in 6 months or a year, because rates will come back. That's what people have to realize. So for right now, what I'm advising people to do is, we're getting towards the end of hail season, right? Bump your deductibles. So bump your deductibles for the next 6 months or a year, if you can afford to do it, right? You know, bump your deductible from $1,000 to $2,500, you save $500 for the year. Because rates are up, no matter what you look at. And I've had people tell me, you know, multiple times, oh, hey, my rate went from $2,000 to $3,000 this year. And that's terrible. It's a 50% increase. But we're averaging now 51.5% increase on home policies or rental property policies in Colorado. And that's just overall inflation, it's fires, it's hail. All these companies are basically checking their books and going, we're behind. How do we catch up? We don't just raise the rates of people that have had claims. We raise the rates for everyone in the entire state, because we have to, at the end of the day, we're a business. We have to have a profitable company. State Farm can't go, yeah, we paid $100 million in claims last year. We only collected $50 million from the consumers. That's
not
how
business
works.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing
that. Yeah, that sounds
fun,
good.
Yeah. So they got to catch up. And well, so what are some of the things that you're telling people? I mean, you mentioned the deductible there, but is there anything else people can be aware of to be saving on?
Don't overinsure. Well, you hear a lot of people say don't underinsure. Don't overinsure either. You know, we've talked about this quite a few times, and I see people that'll have a 2,000 square foot home and they insure it for $950,000 because that's what they think they could sell it for. Make sure that you're talking to contractors, which is what we work with, and that's what I tell people every time we're talking, is we're a one-stop shop, you know. 719-464-4705. I want to make sure I get that phone number out.
Yeah, and you text it too, yeah. Folks. He'll respond to you via text, and just give Austin a shout. He does all my investment properties, my personal one. I got an umbrella, and it's good because it's been raining a lot, because I got the umbrella.
Yes, yeah, it's a big one, too. Keep it off all day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But that's something that you can, if you don't have it, people reached out to me the other day talking about LLCs. Everyone loves to talk about LLCs. I don't know why. They think it's, like, cool to get an LLC, which I'm not saying it's bad, but the layer of coverage that is much better is an umbrella, because this person I was talking to owned the house free and clear. And I was like, so your house is worth $400,000. You realize that your risk is still $400,000 because they can go after you, take the house. Yes, they can't come out with your personal stuff like that, but if you had an umbrella, they're going to settle with your insurance company. So this whole thing of everyone's gung-ho to create an LLC, they should be gung-ho to get the umbrella insurance first.
Yeah, and that's, I think the LLC thing is, Another important
layer,
exactly.
But no one talks about the umbrella. They all love to talk about, oh, I've got all these LLCs open.
But here's the thing, too. You can put your LLC underneath the umbrella. Like, all of your LLCs are under your umbrella.
Yeah.
So you have that extra layer of protection. So that's what people have to realize.
People, umbrella should be before the LLC.
100%. Put the umbrella over your personal stuff first and foremost, especially if you got kid drivers. I mean, you think about this. You got some 17-year-old driver that's driving to school, maybe texting his friend on the way there, rear-end somebody. They don't go after the 17-year-old kid. They go after mom and dad. So you got your kid driving around. You don't want to pay $400 a year for an umbrella. And now you got Frank Azar knocking on your door.
Uh-huh.
And that's just not a good position to be in.
And it's not that he's not going to come knocking. It's just he's going to knock, and then they're going to go, oh, we have insurance. Let's go ahead and settle with them. You're not going to be caught in the drama of a court case being told, hey, you need to sell these assets or give this much. It's going to be, hey, we're working with your insurance company.
Exactly.
And they're going to go ahead and settle with us. So that's one thing I want you to hear out of anything Austin said today is get the umbrella coverage. Do it right after you close. Get the umbrella coverage. You set up the LLCs down the road.
And I don't know many other brokers that can write a standalone umbrella. I can write a standalone umbrella. Even if I can't win your home and auto right now, I can get you an umbrella policy. Even if you have USAA and you don't want to switch, even if you have State Farm and I can't get you a better rate, I can still get you that umbrella for cheap.
Yeah, I think I only paid $700 and I'm insured to a million, 20-something properties under
exactly.
it. So, you know, if you have two or three investment properties, you're probably looking at
$300,
half a million for $250.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you could do, usually if it's just your home, your auto, and one investment property, you're right around $300 for the year. And it's a tax write-off.
Yeah,
exactly. It's less than $30 a month, dollar a day.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, going back to that too, though, is, you know, so we talk about insuring yourself, your liability, but your building. I mean, that's what I tell people. I've had a ton of people calling on Hale, and we partner with so many good contractors. I mean, you've introduced me to a ton, roofers, GCs in general.
Yeah.
But get the opinion from them. That was going back to the rates on the home. I was thinking about that, and that's a good point there is I see a lot of people that are insuring their home to the sale value and not to the rebuild cost. Realize that your land is super high value here in Colorado Springs, but also all your utility hookups are there.
Yeah, the taps.
So all you got to do is rebuild the structure. Mm-hmm. You're not rebuilding the land. You're not rebuilding all the taps. So that's what
about $150,000, I'd say. If we had a house, say, off of 8th Street here, quarter of an acre, you're probably at like $110,000 utility taps of 50. So there's $160 right there.
Obviously. Exactly. And people want to go, I'm going to insure it for $800. I'm like, well, let's subtract that $150. You're still at $650,000 in coverage. And remember, your house is 2,000 square feet above ground. So you got a 1,000 square foot basement. Great.
But and it's all old.
Yes.
And you remember, if you're going to be replacing, you're going to be replacing everything is brand new.
Exactly. You'll be getting all brand new stuff. And I mean, really, at $300 a square foot, you don't think you could rebuild a home here in the Springs. I think most contractors will tell you $300 a square foot is plenty.
Yeah. No, I would agree completely. And it's just the people are experiencing sticker shock. I feel it too, you know. Today, you know, talking about before you came on, you know, talking about the U.S. dollar, seeing the U.S. dollar go down, interest rates. We had another rate hike this last week on Wednesday. Powell raised it again. And so I think people are just sensitive to it. But ultimately, we just go back to, hey, call Austin, do the research. He'll throw you through 30-something different companies, and he'll let you know what your best deal is and whether you should switch or not.
Yeah, and that's my number one goal is to help keep you informed. I mean, keep you informed of the market. I know it was terrible this year when I got my tax bill and my insurance bill right around the same time, and they both doubled. So it's kind of like, what do we do here to make this better? I can't change the taxes. You know, I can do a little bit of digging with you, and I appreciate you for helping me get mine back down, as you do with a lot of our clients.
Did you get yours one?
Yeah, we got it down a little bit. So
good. Yeah, they really gave the Heisman to most people this year.
Yeah.
They really did. People are pissed off, and I don't blame them. I think there's a lot of pressure from the top down, obviously, saying, hey, these are tax dollars. We're not going to be revisiting a lot of these with people because I have stuff that was slam dunk for some people, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, it's incredible. But, I mean, it's always good to check. That's exactly what Justin and I always talk about. It's always good to check. Like I said, reach out 719-464-4705. I'm always happy to help. Call or text.
Yeah, just get educated on it, folks. That's all we ask is you know what, you know, if you're paying the fair price. We hear so many people talk about cash flow. All you can control is interest rate, which that's out the window. No one's refinancing right now. And then you have taxes and insurance. Those are the three variables when we talk about cash flow for your investment property. Austin owns a fourplex. He knows the investment property deal. He gets it. He speaks your language. So thanks for being a supporter of the show, Austin. Thanks for coming on today. Give it some advice to our radio listeners.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Justin. Like you said, it's raining a ton. Call me for that umbrella.
There it is. There it is. Baby. All right, folks, another show in the books. Justin Hermes, the property group located at 305 South Cascade. Give me a call if you have questions. In the meantime, 719-232-1063. Be a blessing to somebody else. Use the gifts God has given you and bring joy into others' lives. That is the ticket right there. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Thanks for tuning in.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.